This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR Today, he stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said, India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Laos, Prime Minister Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. Center has declared Hizbut Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organizations as terrorist organizations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Hizbut Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalization and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organizations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. The central government released tax devolution of over 1,78,000 crore rupees to state governments today. According to the Finance Ministry, an advance installment was released in view of the upcoming festive season and to enable states to accelerate capital spending and finance their development and welfare-related expenditure. Uttar Pradesh received the largest chunk of tax devolution of 31,962 crore rupees, followed by Bihar and Madhya Pradesh. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today flagged off the Sahibganj Howrah Intercity Express via video conferencing. This new train service will connect Sahibganj to Howrah, covering a distance of 350 kilometers in just 7 hours at an affordable fare of 125 rupees. The train will operate daily and will have stoppages at Sakri Gali, Tinpahar, Barharwa, Pakur, Rampurhat, Bolpur, Shanti Niketan, Bardhaman and Bandel. The Ministry of Education today launched the registration portal for the fifth phase of Yuva Sangam under Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. Yuva Sangam is an initiative by the central government to strengthen people-to-people connections between youth belonging to different states and union territories. Youth between the ages of 18 and 30 can participate by registering on the Yuva Sangam portal. The last date for registrations for Yuva Sangam is the 21st of this month. Delhi Police Special Cell has seized 200 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated value of around 2,000 crore rupees in the international market. A senior official of Delhi Police informed that the cocaine was seized from the Ramesh Nagar area of West Delhi. He said it is part of the same syndicate from which Delhi Police had seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine last week. In the Kashmir Valley, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha chaired the 35th University Council meeting of Sher-e-Kashmir University of Agricultural Sciences and Technology, Kashmir, at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. The University Council discussed important policy matters and gave in-principle approvals to various agenda points for the overall development and administrative functioning of the university. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to South Korean author Han Kang. She was honored for her intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. In Sri Lanka, nominations for the upcoming general election will close at noon on Friday. The Election Commission has issued guidelines to the parties submitting national list candidates. The poll body has advised all political parties and independent groups contesting the election to submit a list of suitable national list nominees during the nomination period. And that is the end of this news bulletin.